So all of these talks on the work, how it's transmitted, how it's conveyed, what it is, attributes and aspects of it, putting it into practice, living in daily life, seeking to rise higher within realization, to becoming a part of the process, putting in practice service in your own daily living within the framework of what you can do, learning how to associate or through association with other people who are doing the work. All of this is part of the whole picture of what one goes through in the development of greater realization and greater function within the realm. And this is part of your own choice of what you want to do and how you want to live in the world. It shortcuts and short circuits a lot of the difficulties that one has in trying to discern, why am I here? What's the real reason for being? The realization grows, the capacity grows, the understanding grows, as the feeling grows, the knowing grows, the freedom grows, the liberty grows, as you put yourself toward the real, toward the higher, toward the work, toward giving and doing what you can and are guided to do within and through your own life. And you can make that choice at any given time to become part of it or to not. It is strictly your free will, your free choice, and how you want to go. And whatever choices you make, you will then grow through it, and eventually you will learn, a person learns, that their highest selfishness, their highest self-interest, is one of selflessness, is one of giving and serving and doing, because this rises everyone. Everyone is part of oneself, and it's needed to complete oneself. You complete yourself through helping all others and all the world. Well, this is part of a greater work and part of living, and in and through this association toward one, one has the opportunity as a byproduct to have the greater understanding unfold. And then one also has the opportunity as a byproduct not to cling to one's own life so much. You're not under, subjected to the whims of the world. You have an understanding of why you're doing things, and eventually, as you go higher and further, and as your heart rises within this being and the knowing, and you let go of your attachment to yourself as lesser, the identification grows more to the highest that you point yourself toward, and the intention of selflessness is fulfilled. Then when this body dies also, you're not going to worry about it. Will continue on, and you'll be aware, and you're not going to be subject so much to the desire world that follows. You can go, we'll say, through the nether worlds to the higher, and live within that the heavens of love and light, the sound and breath, being, the unity of oneness, that peace and joy. And this is what's accomplished in this world as you die before you die. As you place yourself toward the highest, toward the one, through giving and doing, which is called service, which eventually grows toward the so-called greater work, or what I call the greater work. As your heart and breath moves toward the one, then you rise through these planes and levels, and you experience the joy and harmony and bliss of living in what is potential in your own real. real self, your own real knowing, and experiencing, remembering, re-becoming what you truly are again. And the means of this are many. However, you will find through all the paths and all the teachings that eventually it gets to giving and doing and serving, helping, selflessness. And when you place yourself right from the beginning in service, giving and doing whatever you can, and then move toward and point toward the highest that exists that you can conceive of in giving and doing, and your intention is to become part of this work, then you will grow toward that, and it will cut through a lot of the wasted time and effort, and it will help move you on toward that realization that you so desperately seek, which is nothing more than the remembrance and re-becoming of what you truly are. So this is the end of this series of talks at this point. There are others that could go into particular practices, but I'll leave them for now because those are a matter of choice and inclination of the individual that will present themselves as you go further and place yourself there, and you will find the assistance of somebody else as in terms of guidance to be invaluable if you place yourself toward that. You will get what your intention is. Your prayer will be answered and filled. Seek the highest and place yourself toward the real as much as you can. And if you can, look for ways to help in this world. Whatever your abilities are, whatever your capacity is, whatever you can do, help and do within that and point to the highest that you feel you can, and you will grow toward that. And that will carry you further and then unfold to the next step.